This podcast recorded before a live internet audience. To learn how to listen and watch live, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, where we discuss and spoil your favorite television shows. So if you have not watched what we're discussing, you might want to come back later. This is your final
spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Ben conmigo, pequeño screeno spoilerto escuela, episodio 30, recorded December 14th, 2015. I am CJ. Not sure why my tweet went out in Spanish, and also you can't fix an asshole by making it bigger, boat.
Okay.
Not sure why that came out in Spanish.
I wasn't either, but sure, why not?
That guy over there is Yared Snuff Carcass Acevedo.
Yes, I am.
Apparently. And of course, joining us, like he always does every single week, Dale Little Anal Crumpet Campbell.
Cat.
And he's mainly joining us because the other person with the funny accent, Daryl, I'll be damned, Tatooine, is AWOL, slacker.
Just because he's sick. Meetings at work tomorrow.
Oh, if you're gonna circle back with all of his synergy, is that what's happening here?
Definitely. He's definitely gonna be circling back. He's got a paradigm shift going on.
At the close of business.
Indeed.
So spoiler alert, Dale hasn't watched any of these shows as we this time.
Dale, you should come join us.
Why not? Come say funny things. It's also the winter finale thing. For Small Green Spoiler Shows, the last episode of 2015, and tonight we are covering said season finale, winter finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3, Episode 10, Mavis, which really sounds like you're trying to say Mavis, but you have a lisp. We Mavis. Are
it's Hebrew for death. We learned that. That's what I learned from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And we're covering the end of Jessica Jones. We're covering episode 10, 1,000 cuts, 11, I've Got the Blues, 12, Take a Bloody Number, and 13, Smile.
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 Okay. So as we do every week, we have an introduction for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3, Episode 10, Mavis. I'm making sure Dale has enough time to make sure he has the thing that he totally wrote before the show up.
Yes. Do I start talking now? Is this the part of the
I'm pressing play
that
on
talking?
Sam.
Come
I'm
on,
totally
Dale. You've done this so many times. Don't
Whoa,
you know how
shit.
This works?
Drop my microphone. I got so excited. My crappy microphone stand fell off its thing. S.H.I.E.L.D. batters Hydra head-to-head, which sees Clausion and Fitz take the ultimate risk while Daisy and the mutants, I mean Inhumans, try to keep Hydra at bay.
Coulson,
you know, dear. Coulson,
Coulson, sorry.
From Coulson, the Avengers
sorry.
And every Phase
yes.
1 Marvel movie,
yes,
which I
Coulson,
know you've
sorry.
Seen.
Yes, I have seen that.
Bargrave.
Written by Stan Lee, of course, like every single other Marvel property.
Well, you know. Yeah. Original material. Original source material, Stan Lee.
Okay, I know. I'm just...
None of this was written by him. At all. Unless they walk around yelling Excelsior.
They went up onto his veranda. Yeah, where
there's far too many black
chair.
People on this show to be written by Stan Lee.
I'm going through that portal. Excelsior!
Excelsior!
All right, this got a 9.1 on IMDb.
Pretty solid. It was pretty comic booky.
Yes, super comic booky.
Yeah, I don't know if 9.1 because even though I really, really enjoyed the episode and it was so good and fun and loved everything about it, I knew every single thing that was going to happen before
it's all categorized, like right from the rip.
Like, okay, this is going to happen. Check. That's going to happen. Check. Okay, and we're good.
Yeah, there was absolutely zero surprises at all in this. None.
Which is fine. They've just been laying all of these threads for far too long for them to not pay off exactly the way you expect them to.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But I still loved it.
Yeah, this was this was actually a really fun episode, but 9.1's a little high for being something that you literally knew how this was going to end. It's like, oh, look, she's free. Okay, cool. She freed herself. Good for you, Gemma. Oh, crap, it's Lash. She's going to free Lash. Lash is going to play somewhat of a hero and then kill all of the Inhumans. Yep, done. Check.
Check. Will is dead the whole time. Check.
Check.
Kilson's going to kill Ward. Ward's going to be the new evil thing. Check.
Yep. And show's over. Thank you for joining us for the winner.
All right. Roll credits. Good job, everyone.
Roll credits. Good job. See you in a couple of weeks.
once again, Fitz is my episode MVP.
Oh, yes.
Sassy Fitz is my
sassy
hero.
Sassy Fitz is so great.
Sassy
man.
Fitz.
Shut up and let me think. Gosh. Just like just sassing Ward the whole time. I loved it.
It should be right over here. Bye. Boop.
Shut up. I hate you so much. I'm only here for this guy.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, well, Fitz definitely had his bitch face on the entire time. It was fantastic. He had his bitch panties on the entire time.
Oh, yeah. His knickers were definitely in a bunch.
Oh, by far, yes.
I've only watched, like, half of the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've watched this episode, of course, in preparation. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Which is the worst part
of this whole show. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. So is there more sassy Fitz than, you know, in this second season?
Oh, third season,
Fitz
but yes.
Fitz goes through some things.
Yeah, Fitz goes through some real shit, and then in the third season, okay. He's just straight sassy the entire time. Like, all 10 episodes this season, he's had, nine of the 10 episodes this season, he's had amazing one-liners, and he's been super sassy all through the entire season. It's just been so great.
yeah, I know. Cut off one head, blah, 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 blah. Fitz, you're my hero.
Oh, and Ward. Ward! Damn it! He died, and I'm like, man, if I didn't know the evil inhuman thing was going to jump to his body, I would be so happy that he's dead. It was a great way that Coulson killed him, though.
I know.
Just crushed his heart. Just crunch.
Crushed his ribs and his heart.
Rachel's watching this with me. She's like, wait, what just happened? She's like, wait, what just happened? I go, he kind of has a robotic hand. She goes, oh. I go, hydraulics.
I was confused at first. I was like, wow, I didn't know Coulson could just crush a dude's chest. And then he pulled off the robot hand. Oh, right, robot hand.
Yeah. Right, it has lasers.
Laser finger.
Yeah, laser fingers. And also hydraulics enough to crush a man's chest.
Apparently, yes. I don't know why he left it there.
Oh, man. It was a little weird that he left it there. That's a Chekhov's gun. Guaranteed. Yes. That's going to come back.
Well, I mean, Ward was holding it in his hand.
Yeah, in his hand.
Or Maveth. In his hand.
You know, Maveth, him, it, whatever they're going to call him. I don't know if they're going to call it. I don't know if that's going to be the guy's name is Maveth or not. But still, I'm still banking on that planet actually being called a Tillon, and they're going to announce that in the next half of the season. Since Mavis is not the name of the planet, it's the name of, I'm going to guess, creepy and human ghost thing.
Worm monster.
Yeah, worm thing monster. Fitz was a badass, though, setting Corpse Will on fire. That was fantastic. Shooting the hell out of him, and then realizing it's useless. Goes and get a flare gun, just boom! Yes!
Alright. Gotta do what I gotta do. He can't come through the portal.
That was great, man.
Solid. How about acting director Mac? You haven't met Mac yet, Dale.
Yeah, Mac.
I haven't met Mac, no.
He's the acting director. He's a badass. Badass black guy, which is fantastic to have in shows.
Okay, so we're going to take the ultra-fortified Hydra Castle and open the alien portal. Good to go? All right, let's go.
Yeah, right, let's Max, go. Max played so great. We're going to go here, you're going to go there, and then we're going to go do stuff. Got it? Cool. Let's do it.
Got it? Got it. We do this every day, guys. Come on.
It's like, well, you know, there's like armed guards everywhere, and also it's a castle.
You know that part where we think of a really great plan, it all goes to trash, and then we come up with a different plan. This is the part of the plan that goes on the that goes to trash or rubbish. Sorry,
a rubbish.
No, it'll be fine. Daisy, you and the Power Rangers go this.
Yes, you and the Power Rangers. Yes.
Because, you know, fantastic. Secret Warriors is boring. Let's just call them the Power Rangers.
I'm Power Rangers, because that's not at all copyrighted.
Nah, it was fine. Thankfully,
ABC owns they got Haim Disney Saban, money. So... Well, yeah. They own Haim Saban, so it's fine.
Well, that's good, too.
It's fine.
If not, they got Disney money.
Yeah, they're all right.
They've got Disney money.
They got some of that sweet Star Wars money coming in. Yeah, also, yeah.
In a
rubbing
couple weeks,
the Star
I'll give
Wars.
Enough to pay for that copyright.
Rubbing the Star Wars in this episode, man.
Heyo.
It's like, well, if you didn't know Disney owned Star Wars, there you go.
Yeah, do
look,
now.
Tatooine.
Oh, look, Tatooine. Oh, there you go. We're just flying past.
Let's try this in Star Wars.
In our sexy new X-Wing model. I mean, what?
I did applaud Coulson's Tatooine reference.
It was great.
It was just fantastic. I was like, yes. Wakes up from his, you know. Or whatever.
Weird, sexy dream.
Weird, sexy dream. And I'll be damned. Tatooine. Blue Tatooine.
Yes. I do like how Mac is actually willing to make some rough calls, though, as the acting director. But again, you knew they were going to get out safe. There was no way they weren't.
Oh, no. Nobody's dying yet. Except Ward. But then he's coming back as
and Will
Monster Man. Well, Will.
Sexy bearded astronaut man got burned.
He was lit on fire. Sorry, Gemma.
Yeah.
But this makes things less complicated for you and Fitz, so.
Yeah, significantly. Yay, Fitzsimmons can be together finally!
And we'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah, they're going to kiss a couple more times, and then she's going to find some. And then a
but
sexy.
I'm so mad at you for lighting him on fire.
Yeah, why did you light my boyfriend on fire? Boy. Yeah, Mac is a little weird as acting director. I do like how he's just like passing the torch. When I die, May's in charge. Just because.
It's because nah,
it's just... not how this goes.
How you this guys goes need at to all. Leave.
Oh, Daisy. And her weird, rapidly mutating powers and.
I don't even remember what she did in this one.
She air shockwaved a couple people because, you know, having her powers remain on the ground is too passe. So she air shockwaved a couple dudes. And
Like you do
with earthquake powers. And and then passed out while trying to pull the portal open. That's pretty much all she did. Oh, she hacked a thing. Gambit actually got some screen time, finally, doing his Gambit thing.
And Melty Metal Man.
Yeah, Melty Metal Man's bulletproof!
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I'm like, up.
Oh, just melt.
There, I'm like, up. Oh, there goes Melty Man. Oh, wait, he can melt things. This will be in her. Oh, yep, there we go. All right, then. Now we know.
It's like, oh, sweet. I'm bulletproof.
That was awesome. That was an awesome heroic for him to jump in front of a person he barely knows, though, to take some bullets. That was good of him. Good job, Melty Man, on not being a twat.
Yes. You're a good team member.
Because I honestly thought he was going to book it. Like, he was going to get on the ground and be like, peace, y'all. I'm going to go melt some shit and leave.
I opened the grate. I melted the, thing blocking the sewer. Cause,
yeah. Because melt it. Melty. Yeah.
I can melt metal. Just make it melt. Like you do.
Make it melt.
Oh boy. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a winter finale without melting, right?
Without melting everything.
Without melting everything.
All right. What are the notes you got for us there, Jazz?
Let's see. I think we covered everything except the big hydra in the sand.
Yeah, weirdly placed hydra in the sand.
Weird hydra in the sand, old alien.
Hail Hydra!
Hail Hydra.
Ward, I hate you.
Then Ward getting all weird and culty.
Yeah, that was...
he died.
That was kind of
creeped
weird.
Me out. Yeah, well. Then Coulson crushed his chest. That's
yeah. I could move... Though I did like the... I could move faster if you wouldn't have shot me twice!
I can shoot you again if you need me to. I don't mind.
Though the second shot, the second bullet didn't seem to do anything, so that was a little weird.
It just grazed his arm a bit. Tis a scratch.
Tis a flesh wound. All right. So, yeah, it was an interesting season, winter finale. I'll be interested in seeing what the 3B comes along with. I'm more interested in Agent Carter, though, because, hey, there's a black guy in this one.
There is. Who I think is a... love interest, even.
Oh. Whoa, a black love interest? Wow, they're really good. Oh,
for
all that, aren't they?
This is 1940, dude. 50s. Yeah, 50s, sorry.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
Well, yes, this is very, this is very risky.
I didn't watch any of Agent Carter, can you tell?
Agent Carter's definitely a worthwhile to see.
Yeah, you need to get on that one. There's
even
only 8 episodes in the first season, and it's great.
Even without watching True S.H.I.E.L.D., you don't need to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. for it. You can just jump right into Agent Carter.
Just jump right in, yeah.
It is so good. Like, it is
yeah, the only MCU thing it ties into is the first Captain America movie because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Agent Carter.
That's where she comes from.
All right. So, now onto the meat of our show. Jessica Jones.
All right, was that the bread? Was that the top level of the bread? This is the meat of the sandwich?
This is the condiments.
Yes.
The condiments of the sandwich, okay.
Yes. All right, Dale, tell us what A Thousand Cuts is about.
A Thousand Cuts. A discovery has the potential to change the entire game. I thought this was a TV show. Not a game. Game?
Yeah.
The
game is afoot,
game?
Dale. The game is afoot.
The game is afoot. What? Well, okay. If
the
game's
game is
afoot, then
game.
What's my finger? And what's my...
It's a jar.
I'm confused. It's a jar. My hands... I have jars for hands.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dale's superhero name. Jar Hand.
Jar Hands.
All right. Yeah, it's good enough. Okay. Jessica Jones.
Some
oh boy.
Happens in
Improv.
So Jazz was right. Episode 10. Holy crap.
That was the other thing I was ranting about Schwid with. He was like, "What was the point of hope? Bloody, bloody, blah." Well, they said it in this episode, Schwid. They said she is the living embodiment of your guilt. They said it out loud.
Yes,
for you to know, there was no question about what her purpose in this show was.
Yeah, that anyway, was her only purpose was to be the catalyst for Jessica to try and be a hero, and then
the living embodiment of
your
guilt.
Exactly.
I have that quote like written down right here, and then that just triggered that whole rant. Carry on.
Sorry. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, so just finished up this episode. a couple seconds ago. I'm watching the last part of this with Rachel.
Probably my favorite of the batch.
Maybe
like 9 and 10 together. Like, was the peak of this for me.
But. Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, I'd say 9 and 10 combined into 1 will probably be my two favorite episodes. 8, 9, and 10 definitely just tied, like, made this season, this series, like, absolutely worth watching. Don't get me wrong. This is definitely, like, one of my favorite shows that I've ever watched. But, like, those three episodes just absolutely, just perfectly demonstrate what I love about this. You can go from having a humorous episode to completely apeshit crazy to dark as hell.
Yeah. Effing episode 6, man.
Yeah.
Freaking episode 6.
Was I the only one? And I know she wasn't, because like I've said, Hogarth is a Iron Fist villain. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping, though, that she would have actually died in this episode.
Yeah, she kind of earned it, but no.
No.
Instead, Dr. Lady died.
Wendy got brutally murdered with a weird onyx phallus thing.
Symbolism?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, that thing looks like a giant dildo.
Wow. Dildo symbolism.
Yeah.
Dildo symbolism.
I don't know, the doctor.
Why have I not watched this show before? Hidden dildo symbolism.
You type too slow.
Sorry, now I was reacting to Dale.
Yes. So Jessica, I mean, like Daryl said last week in his intro, Jessica is just really so much better without anybody else around her because, oh
except
boy.
Luke.
Except Luke.
Luke,
yes. Luke is the only,
when,
like,
when he
person.
Isn't trying to kill her.
Yes, anyway. That too.
More on that later.
Yeah. But yeah, this episode just, it was just truly proved how evil Kilgrave actually is. And what he does to people. And just really shows the depth of his sociopathy, where he literally has zero empathy for anything. And as long as he gets what he wants, nothing else matters. And that's even just more proven through the next couple of episodes too. But this episode, you really begin to find that out. I've never killed anybody.
Directly. Hey, I just tell people to kill other people.
Yes,
Wendy. Death by a thousand cuts.
Do it.
Get on that. Oh crap!
Yeah, I'm like, huh? How is this gonna? Oh, that's how this is gonna go. Oh.
So this episode is a game changer. Then.
Oh yeah, like this episode, okay. Like definitely takes the idea, the entire
yeah,
motif.
9 and 10
of,
are almost like one episode, like one long episode. Like they just directly flow into each other.
They do.
I mean, yeah, 9 literally ends as 10, and 10 begins in the exact same spot. Like,
and you also have what I'm guessing is going to be the Luke Cage direct tie-in, and also the season 2 main villain introduced in this in Simpson.
Nuke. Oh yeah. Yep, they're definitely laid all those threads, and then did not resolve any of them.
Nope.
Because
so
clearly that's
sure.
going into the adult Luke Cage series coming
out. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So
like, I'm fairly
tuned,
sure that's going to be Luke Cage's main thing, and then it might even spill into season 2 of Jessica Jones.
Undoubtedly. Has it been renewed for a second season already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It got renewed, like, the day after that it came on. They waited a couple of weeks for Daredevil. This one just got renewed right away.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, at this point, both Netflix is like, yeah, we definitely don't want to ever get rid of these things. Just keep feeding us. We will take everything that you want. And then the fans are, for the most part, minus a couple ups and downs in each thing. And I've come to a theory on this one. Speaking of the fans having ups and downs. Jessica Jones and Daredevil were filmed almost simultaneously. They were filmed back to back. So the same directorial and writing issues that are in Daredevil also exist in Jessica Jones. However, that being said, Luke Cage is being filmed after both of them have been wrapped and aired. So they can learn from their mistakes at that point. And Iron Fist is beginning filming they haven't even cast Iron Fist yet. So they have the opportunity to learn from the mistakes that they had with Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Both of these series, amazing but not perfect.
I agree.
Tropiness, and this is another thing. I've got 2 years of retirement. That means you are not making it through the series, my friend.
Yeah. I was like, are they really going to go there? Yep. Oh, yeah.
They mentioned it.
I guess they're probably just making that, you know, joke to that old trope. Nope.
He's dead.
Simpson, what the? Whoa, dude.
Straight in the head.
Shoot him in the head and light him on fire. That what?
Yeah.
Well, he was going to retire anyway, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was, I'm like, oh, well, yeah. And as all of this is going on, Rachel's like, wait, what? I'm like, welcome to Nuke. And I explained to her a little bit what Nuke is. And she goes, oh, I go, yeah, he's
evil Captain America.
He's evil Captain America. Between him and U.S. Agent, I don't know which is worse. So, yeah, there you go. Though I did. The only reason why I know about Nuke is because Jared told me about him and I did research on him because you gave me two words. The reason why I didn't know who Nuke was, he was written by Frank Miller and also in Daredevil. So two things instantly out, totally out.
No,
I'm done.
No,
I'm
good. Thanks.
I'm good.
I just glanced over it. They seem to be sticking pretty true to the story with the pills and the secret government agency and super soldier program, blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Yeah, and it's basically combining the super soldier serum with the rage aspect of the Hulk.
Yeah.
So basically that's what you're getting.
You got to take the whites to keep you level.
And the blues to keep you erect.
Well, they said the blues bring you down,
and then bring you up.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you down is because they drain all the blood out of your other head, so you no longer feel angry and just into your other one.
I like the fact that you said your other head,
the secondary head into the primary head.
We don't need finger pointing, please. This doesn't work in an audio format.
No.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Then creepy sister gets angry and screws everything up.
Yep.
And she did go to the meeting with Claire, Emma, and Trendy Guy.
Trendy Guy.
That's what she calls him. She calls him Claire, Emma, Trendy Guy. Thousand Guts got a 9.0 on IMDb, by the way. And, I think it's actually kind of low.
But
yeah,
I'd probably give it a 9.5.
Robin,
it was definitely my favorite of the batch.
Yeah, Robin, just stop. I mean, what happened to his little toes?
Oh, you're so frightening.
You're very, very frightening. All right, so anything else on Thousand Cuts?
Nah, we're good.
Okay. Let's
cut all 1,000 of those loose.
Indeed. So now we're going to move on into...
I've got the blues.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just like that. Jessica searches morgues for clues. Trish goes out to Simpson from getting in Jessica's way. And finally, Malcolm has empathy. Finally. It's about time. But he didn't get the blues, so, you know. Is that? Did he get the blues?
No.
Who has empathy?
Yeah, Malcolm has empathy?
Oh,
I'm just reading. I'm just, I mean, I'm totally improv.
They just restored, or almost restored, his faith in humanity.
Oh, yes.
They killed his faith in humanity in this episode.
Yeah. And then IMDb decided to...
No, I've got the blues as the blue pills that we were just talking about.
The blue pills is what they're referencing.
Yeah, and Simpson says, I have the blues right here. You have to take one, Trish, because Trish takes a red pill like a fucking idiot and goes all sorts of rage assassin trying to kill Nuke and failing miserably.
And isn't then, that what blue pills do?
Yeah, she knocked him down a couple times.
He threw the blue pills out the window.
Yeah, she...
like, don't take that, because without these, you'll...
your brain will forget to breathe. Wait, what? Okay, sure. That's how adrenaline works.
I guess. I don't know. Sure. Then they fight, and she beats him, and
I'm not sure why Jessica just doesn't go out. Yeah, drop the freaking refrigerator on his head.
and then she forgot to breathe.
I'm not sure why Jessica didn't go get the pills. Like they're right outside your apartment. They're right
just
there.
Jump down there and then jump
back
up.
Because yes,
you can.
You can. You have that power. You jump down, you land, you jump back up, you go in your window, you shove a pill down her throat. Boom! Problem solved.
what about Simpson in this episode?
Yeah, his repeating. His repeating.
What?
Yeah, every now and then he would say it a word twice in a sentence.
I'm guessing that's a side effect of the red pill.
Yes. Probably a side effect of the red pill.
Every single time.
I love that. You know, the whole time he's talking to Trish and it's happening, she doesn't really show that. She's like weirded out, but, you know, whatever. Jessica's like kicking back, talking to him, and it happens the first time, and you just kind of see her raise an eyebrow like, what was that?
Well, that's because Jessica's a private eye and a very good one, we've discovered. I mean,
that was a good nonverbal thing that happened there. To show you how good she's paying attention.
Again, she's very good at her job, unlike Matt Murdock. Is this the episode where because this one and 12 kind of blend together in my head.
Okay.
I
can tell you.
This is the one where Kilgrave begins his baby-making formula, or his baby juice formula.
Yeah, but I don't think Kilgrave was in this episode at all. He didn't show up again until 12.
No, yeah.
There was a whole episode where he wasn't there, and then 12, it starts with Luke showing up.
Yeah, this one was just dealing with Jessica and the fallout of what had just happened, and also establishing
and
Nuke. Yeah.
Yeah, establishing Nuke, laying all those threads, and then immediately dismissing them.
Yes.
To get back to the other story. And
B threads gone. We'll don't worry about that.
Where'd they take his body? Oh, let's go.
Yeah, she goes into her apartment. When she comes back and goes into her apartment, she doesn't immediately look for Samson. Like, she's just like, she goes for the booze, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Go look at the guy who's supposedly knocked unconscious in your kitchen. Why are you
I'm
not going
sure
into there?
She was expecting him not to be there. So she
most likely.
She's like, nah, somebody broke into my apartment. My door's unlocked even though the window's broken.
I like how she purposely reaches out and locks the door.
It's like, oh wait, you go down the hall, turn around, come back, stick your hand through the broken window and locks it. Back.
Meanwhile, they could have just came through the front door. I mean, really?
Well, no, that's the joke, and it's kind of beaten to your head a little bit, but it shows that she's completely OCD in her everything. The door has to be locked. Not like every person that she almost every person that brings into her party brings into her an apartment that isn't a client. Can directly destroy that door. Even Trish, she's a martial artist. She can destroy that door easily.
Oh, yeah.
As can be proven with just a little bit of adrenaline. Yeah, it was good.
It was nice choreography and throwing people through walls.
Yes.
Wow, what happened to your apartment? Did I even ask?
Showing that Jessica is... I mean, she's breakable. And she's not... While she's strong, she's not invulnerable at all. she can get beat up by evil Captain America.
Indeed.
And then, yeah, this is a bridge between this is building into the climax episode.
Yeah, this was.
Would you say it's the penultimate episode?
No,
it was not.
Yeah.
The pen penultimate.
There were two. The pen penultimate.
Swing and a miss.
The penultimate penultimate episode.
Yeah.
The pre-penultimate episode.
Yes. And it's a good thing Luke's indestructible.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Close the window. Boom. It just kind of walks out of the bar like, okay.
It's like, oh, crap. What did I do?
And then, boom, that's,
boom,
that ends that one.
11.
Yep.
Done.
Done. Again, that's a bridge into the final two.
So how about take a bloody number?
The hunt for Kilgrave reunites Jessica with Luke. Ooh my. Actually, probably not like that, I would probably imagine. Trish receives some unexpected information about Simpson and Jessica.
Yep.
I don't know why all my sentences are ending like that. I do apologize.
Yep, this is the second part of building into Luke Cage, the IGH, which I can only think... I think stands for probably like an independent government hospital or something.
We make super soldiers.
And you can too.
And you can too.
You just need to give them a red pill, a white pill, and a blue pill. That's
and
all.
A blue pill,
two white pills. Two white pills. One red. One red to bring you up, two white pills to keep you level, one blue to bring you down. I don't know why that stuck in my head.
Save it for later.
Very important rules.
Very important rules.
But yeah, that was... this is where you begin seeing Kilgrave become... getting injected with his baby juice and become powerful. I was really hoping that... I'm not sure if it was in this one or Smile where the full... Like, the entire syringe gets injected into him.
Yeah, and those veins get all purpley.
Yeah, I was expecting him to just go completely purple. Like I was too.
I was like,
I was
all right,
hoping.
Let's go the full mile.
Oh, yeah, just completely purple.
Darn.
Man, he's not purple. Just once, just for one episode, I wanted to see completely purple David Tennant. Just once.
Yes. All we got were the veins when they injected him. He was kind of purple for a little while.
Yeah, I thought, like, because I was watching it on my phone, I thought I kind of saw purple start to glow from his veins, like, start to grow out, and he's just normal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, poo.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was like, oh, is he going to be purple now? Oh, no, he's not. Don't.
Yeah, not once called a purple man at all, damn it, in this entire series. Makes me sad.
That's okay. It's okay. We got Sweet Christmas, and that's all we really need, right?
Yep, that's it.
I did very much enjoy Luke and Kilgrave together.
Yeah. Yeah, like I like the weird almost buddy cop
what are you
thing
doing?
That they had going on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to kill you. Take a bloody number. Get in the car.
Get in the car. Who are you? Why are you trying to kill me? You killed my wife or I just killed.
Oh. Okay.
You're his husband? Okay, gotcha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was
like,
so good.
Luke's just like sitting there with a kind of a confused look on his face. Like, oh, wow. He really does control minds.
He really does.
This is weird. I don't like this.
Yeah, that was fun to
we
watch.
We were lovers. Really?
Yeah, you just when you think that Jessica and Luke are getting back together, oh man!
Oh,
damn it!
I wrote
Kilgrave.
It.
I wrote it all. I wonder what he said to the people in the concert hall. By the way, like I want to know what exactly he said,
other than shut up.
Yeah. There were a bunch of people in the back that just, like, hated the dude, but everybody else was, like, raptured.
Shut up. You go stand by that fence. Don't leave.
Stand there forever. Oh, he won't actually stand there forever. My power has a limit.
It's what, 24 hours now?
First time that is that he admitted that his power has a limit.
Yeah, yeah. He knows it does.
Mm-hmm. And then he
as they do in the flashback with and we're basically just bleeding 11 and 12 together now, so
we kind of are.
All right, smile. Nope, go.
Go ahead.
Am I reading?
Nope, read smile.
It's time again for California's young American. Oh wait, sorry, I'm reading the 1975 smile. Oh,
well, it is just like having Daryl here.
I'm getting my papers mixed up. Hang on. Let me. Yep. All right. Here we go. Jessica and Luke get some help. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I don't actually have any papers at my desk. Jessica and Luke get some help from someone else in the neighborhood. Who do they call?
Not Daredevil.
Not Daredevil.
Night Nurse! Yay,
when
Night Nurse.
You're feeling strange. Oh, never mind.
Claire's
Kilgrave
back.
Gears up for a major test of powers against Jessica.
Yeah.
I really wanted it to be the Ghostbusters. Young American Miss contest.
So yeah, Night Nurse
is back. Claire, yay, Claire! It was nice to see Claire.
To have more Rosario Dawson.
Indeed, it was nice seeing her actually doing her job.
Yeah, I know. She's trying to give Luke a shot. Nobody could do it.
Nope. And then the eye! Oh my god, the eye!
Always the freaking eye!
Always the goddamn eye! He has unbreakable skin. I'm not going for the skin. I'm like, is she going to put it in his mouth? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm at work watching this, and I literally drop my phone. I just go, no, I'm done. I can't do it.
No, I guess he doesn't have unbreakable eyes.
You apparently not. It's his mortal weakness is his eyes.
His beautiful, beautiful eyes.
You got the dance club fight scene in this, too. Or was that last episode?
Oh, yeah. No, that was the...
All right. Yeah, again, 12 and 13 just blending together. There was a fight club.
That was 11. That was 11.
That was 11?
Yeah, because remember the end of 11 is her shooting him in the face with a shotgun.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And 12
leaving
starts
just a dent
him.
In his head. Wait, I thought that was 13.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. 12.
Yeah, 12 was 12 was the fight club fight where they fought, and then she shotgunned him in the head, and it just bounced off of him, but gave him a concussion. It gave Luke a very bad boo-boo.
And, yes, somehow his brain was swelling or something.
Well, I mean, it's kind
of... that he was shot in the face with the shotgun.
I mean, it's kind of like... it's akin to a football player just hitting his head really hard, that just the impact, your brain's not supposed to move like that. He doesn't have an unbreakable brain.
No.
So I'm guessing he just got a super concussion from getting shotgunned in the face.
Right in the chin, baby.
Which is do it. Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. Oh, Luke.
Damn.
Big old teddy bear.
He showed him fighting it, though, for a second. So that was nice to see.
Oh, yeah. He's... Luke's a good guy.
And then, oh boy, Trish bulking in like a badass and into the cops, man. That was great.
That was cool.
It was a good song they were playing, too. I don't know what it was, but it was fun.
Yeah. Cranked up. I was ready to rave.
Yeah, man.
Glow sticks.
Glow sticks, exactly. Purple glow sticks.
Foam spraying from the ceiling.
Damn, I don't have my glow sticks at my desk here. Damn, I'm ashamed. I do have some in the house here somewhere.
I can't be the only one
who
thought...
Dale always has glow sticks at the ready.
Yeah, right. I can't be the only one who instantly didn't think that was that wasn't Jessica. I knew there was no way that was Jessica.
That one did surprise me.
I don't know who it was. I was thinking it was Malcolm, to be honest.
No, Malcolm was busy having his poignant charger cable moment with Robin.
Oh yeah, that weird freaky charger cable thing. The weird
poignant.
Now relationship weird, but... between Malcolm and Robin. I don't know if it's a person you really want to get involved with there, Malcolm.
It's not that kind of a relationship.
I don't know. So yeah, it was a pretty good scene, actually seeing a full plan go through and then all fall to shit because Jessica has horrible friends.
Jessica. Yes, all your friends are terrible. No one helps you.
Yeah, seriously. Everybody just gets in your
helps
way.
Her.
You just get in her way. Like, seriously. Every one of her friends is literally a hindrance to her.
But I did like her finding the lab / hideout.
Yeah.
And we have to destroy Daddy.
Oh, yeah, I have to wipe Dad from the face of the earth. And then I have to kill myself. Ew. How the hell did he live? How the fuck did Dad live? Like, there was no way.
No. He would have lost so much blood that there's no way.
Yeah, like, there was a hacksaw there. They hacked his arms off. There's no way he lived.
So, yeah, when he, like, jumped up and started talking, I was like...
Fuck.
That was creepy.
That one made no sense. It creeped the crap out of me.
That's not possible. That is not physically possible.
No, not at all. I do like how, like, dude just drank some bleach in the living in the hallway there. I'm like, oh, all right then. Poor guy.
Poor dude. Another guy's fine though. I know he's trying to stick that arm in the garbage
stick
disposal.
Stick an arm in the garbage disposal.
Stick an arm in the garbage disposal.
Like, thick end first. Like, he didn't even start with the fingers.
Whoa.
Start with the fingers down, and you move your way up.
Gosh. Ugh.
Sorry.
Dude, I'm trying to eat corn chips. What are you doing?
How you put an arm in a garbage disposal, dude. That, not the other way. Not that I would know anything about that.
Dismembering.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh. And then
type.
Everybody kill yourselves or begin killing yourselves.
Yeah, and go.
And go.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. And then everybody just like, I expected more out of the dude with the pickaxe back there, but no, he apparently just dropped it and started running at people.
Threw it down and let's start punching each other.
because even Kilgrave is kind of incompetent sometimes. You guys are not killing yourselves good enough. Each of you just jump into the lake. There's a perfectly good lake right there. Just all of you just jump into it. All of you. Just go in there and just drown. That's all. We're done. None of this weird crap.
Stop.
Yeah, the whole big breath. And I'm like, huh. There for a second, they almost had me. I'm like, mainly just because I didn't want to see David Tennant go. I wanted to see more David Tennant. I'm like, oh,
no,
he's going to take Trish, and they're going to have...
It's going to play out.
Yeah, I knew it was. I just didn't want it to. Like, I wanted more David Tennant, and I didn't get more David Tennant, because... Smile!
Snap.
I knew the I love you thing would come back in later. Well, say something I never say. I love you.
Oh, come on. It's okay to have that trope every now and then.
Yeah, again, I like the sisterly love thing instead of, you know,
weird. Let Jessica be sappy for a second.
Yeah, and snappy. Snappy.
Sappy, snappy?
Yep. One-handed, snappy, snappy. Too. Like, not even playing around, just...
Whoa.
Snap.
One-handed. Snappy.
There's
snappy.
That.
One-handed, yes. Go on.
Yeah, just straight up, just lift it off the ground. Smile. Snap.
Smile.
Well,
that ended that. And that's pretty much it. That was pretty much it, too. It's like, snap, and now we're done. And
smile.
No. I like Secretary Malcolm.
Now we're going to have one scene to make sure that everyone understands that she's getting off the hook because, you know, Kilgrave wasn't too smart in, like, getting a whole bunch of cops under his control to shoot at some people.
Yes.
Because they tend to be trustworthy when they give their testimony.
You're right.
It didn't cut away to the 1975 version of Smile?
No. No, it's like everybody's like, oh, Jessica gets arrested, and then, like, we're like, okay, what's going to happen? I'm like, at first, I'm like, all right, cool. She's going to get thrown into prison with Kingpin. And that'll be fun to see.
No.
And then, nope, you're free. Congratulations. No. All right, then.
Yeah, you were mind-controlled. You and these 50 other people.
Yeah, you and all of these other people that were mind-controlled. You're good. You're all right.
You're good. We got lots of witnesses. Yeah, we can't do anything about that. Sorry.
Did they ever...
You actually cracked his neck on your own, but, you know.
Yeah. Did they ever pay off where Hogarth went? I forget. Or did she just disappear?
No, she was just her lawyer to get her off the hook. And
oh, yeah, that's right. And then
they seem to be making her go down the good route, so I guess she's not going to be a villain.
No, I wouldn't go that far. She did literally take an aborted fetus and try absorbing powers through it. She cannot be redeemed from that.
No, there was that. Among other
and then,
things.
And then froze it like a potato chip. I mean...
potato chip? You freeze potato chips?
Yes. Freeze-dried potato chips. Fantastic.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was an American.
CJ's just dropping that. CJ's just dropping that like it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
He's in Florida. Maybe they have freeze dried.
Yeah, maybe they have frozen chips in Florida.
They have freeze dried chips here. Sorry, it's all the virus pheromones in the air making you say weird things.
And she's got all the messages.
Yeah, Jessica Jones
and Malcolm's. You know,
Secretary Malcolm,
and it pulls back, and I'm like, wait a minute. I just watched a 13-episode pilot.
Yep.
I just watched a 13-episode pilot.
But they did exactly the same thing with Daredevil. Literally the same exact thing with Daredevil. Yeah. Because the last scene of Daredevil is him actually standing in his Daredevil costume above New York City. That was it. You watched a 13-episode pilot then, too.
Yep. I guess I can't do that with Luke Cage. He's already been introduced.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't do that with Iron Fist. I kind of hope that Iron Fist is introduced about halfway through Luke Cage's series and we don't have to deal with that again. have him kind of like how they introduced Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, because Power Man and Iron Fist go together very, very well. I mean, they've had their own book forever, and it is one of the longest running duo comic books in Marvel history. So, I mean, they're a thing. I mean, it's a major thing that those two are together. So it would not surprise me that in episode 2 or 3, boom, there's Danny Rand. I really hope they are currently auditioning a Caucasian. They're currently auditioning Caucasian and Asian actors. I really hope it's an Asian actor. Even though Danny Rand is white in the comics, I seriously hope they make him Asian.
Right on.
It makes more sense for a kung fu master. It's slightly racist in this opinion, but it makes more sense for a kung fu master to be Asian and not a pasty white dude.
No, I'm down. I understand.
Also, I just want more leading minorities. That's pretty much what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, show.
I'm definitely down for less white male leading people.
Luke Cage.
No, that dude's a gorgeous man. Like, seriously,
he's still that wide. Is a gorgeous man. Of man,
beast of a man.
He is,
giant,
and you see,
giant
you see
teddy
him,
bear.
You see him take a power sander to his stomach, and you're like, "Ooh,
dim abs,
the dim abs, though."
So damn abs.
Oh, dude, you seriously?
The only notes I have left is in episode 12, I enjoyed my Whedon line in there. They're talking about Luke, and she's going after Kilgrave. She's like, just stop, okay? I can only take one big bad at a time.
Oh, yes!
Whedon reference!
Yeah! Maybe,
probably intentional, I don't know.
Probably.
You know, you got your big bad. And then, and then the stuff with Malcolm and Claire in the last episode was
that was good great stuff. It was nice hearing the sidekick talk.
Are we sidekicks?
I'm nobody's sidekick. And she kind of looks like she's like, I absolutely do not believe that at all.
Right. Okay. Sure.
All right. So you had issues. Tell me about your issues. Sit down on the couch there and tell me about your issues.
All my issues. I really only have...
I get paid by the hour, by the way, so don't...
Yeah, take your time.
Take as long as you want. Yeah.
My only real issue is I think this would have been better if it was 10 episodes instead of 13. Because I felt like there are a few places where things got almost repetitive and stretched out farther than they needed to be. And hear me out, because it's like, oh, Kilgrave's here. Let's chase him, hunt him down. We find him. We almost catch him. He gets away. Now we've got to hunt him down, find him. This time we're going to catch him, and then we put him in the thing, but then stuff happens, and oh, he gets away again. And now we got to hunt him down and find him and snap his neck.
But that, I mean, that's a, but I mean, that's a noir story. Like, that is, know, that is, you are, that is all of the tropes of a
but
proper 1930s
think
noir
they
story.
Like,
but the same thing could have said, I mean, yeah, I admittedly, like, episode 13, because I just wanted to see how it was going to end. Episode 13 kind of seemed stretchy. Like, they could have just made episode 12 90 minutes and dealt with it. Because, like, the one dude just randomly dropping his face on garden shears. Because, ew.
Jeez. I've forgotten about that.
Random dude just literally just, hey, you can't take those, drop his face on garden shears and kill himself. Like, get you. Okay.
All right. Weird. All right.
Okay.
Plot progression.
No, that really served no purpose other than just see how far we can gross people out. Because it's like, they're supposed to be like,
she was following him because he was the courier or something. But
yeah, and he just killed himself for, I'm like, yeah, but just like Kilgrave's like, I was right there. She could have turned around and saw me. I'm like, no, you were like not in that scene at all. but yeah, that's, I mean, I admit that there were some lacking parts in this, and just like I said, the issues that were that existed in Daredevil exist in this as well. There are parts that could just literally be removed, and you are watching two pilots for the season two. Like,
yes, pretty much.
Like, both of these shows Daredevil, reinvent themselves for season two, and that's it. Like, there's no other.
Yeah, Daredevil's stretchy moments to me worked a little better because they had more of the pulling in that big universe and putting it in there with like the Chinese lady and Stick and like other of these tertiary characters from, you know, the big picture. Jessica Jones is more of a very focused show. They brought in Simpson, but then like they gave him all this weight and then they just kind of dismissed him, and we're not going to talk about him again because there's going to be Luke Cage and another season of Jessica Jones. So stick around for that. But I don't know. It just felt like it was too long. And I think if they had to have 13, just, like, do the Kilgrave story in 10, and then, like, have 3 build up into Luke Cage, have, like, the Jessica Jones have a few procedural episodes or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had some kind of...
into Luke Cage.
Yeah, you could have had some kind of payoff with Luke Cage instead of him literally just Batmaning out the window.
Yeah, Cage is Batmaned away.
Yeah, a dude that is as massive as Luke Cage
water.
Magically disappears. Like, no, that dude, you would have heard something. He's a big dude.
Like, dude's like 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's just massive.
Yeah, dude is a walking sex muscle.
He's,
and like,
he's not...
Wow. Jazz is
tired. You broke me.
That's what she
broke
said.
Broke you with its giant sex muscle? I'm
that's
confused.
What Luke Cage tried to do to Jessica.
Whoa.
You spelled muscle wrong there, Jazz.
Yeah, I know. Muckle.
Muckle. Walking sex muckle.
You know, the walking sex muckle. And then in the end, I knew it was... that's the way it had to end, and that was fine, but it... after, like, all we had been through for 13 freaking episodes, it just felt very anticlimactic.
But so did Daredevil.
I know, but what else were you going to do?
Yeah, like, there's no way to wrap it up. You had two ways of wrapping this up, either killing Kilgrave or continuing on with that story. Like, there was only two ways to end this. And if you were going
and
to kill him...
basically,
like,
walk up to him and snap his neck.
I mean, yeah. If
okay,
you,
there
when
we
you,
go. All right.
When you choose to kill him, I mean, you have to have a payoff. Jessica can't just be like, oh, I just killed him. I mean, you have to, since this entire show is so focused on her, that you had to have something like showing the consequence of this. Thankfully, unlike fucking Man of Steel and whatever DC does, there are consequences.
Yeah. Exploding everything. Exploding
except in Daredevil's case. Because there's no consequences there.
Eh, we'll see. Nobody knows who he is yet.
No.
Jessica Jones doesn't have a mask. She doesn't have that. I just forgot the word.
The costume?
No, I meant like she doesn't have that privilege. That's not the word I'm looking for. Anyway.
No, that's definitely a thing reserved for people like Matt Murdock. You know, white males. White privilege is a thing, folks.
Yes, yes. She doesn't have the privilege of wearing
a mask. Yeah, she doesn't have white privilege enough to wear a mask.
That's not the word I'm looking for. Wow. That is not the word I'm looking for. Anyway.
Jared has
advantage. 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 That's the word I'm looking for. She doesn't have the advantage of wearing
advantage
a mask.
Are two different things. Yes.
I know. I told you that wasn't the word I was looking for. Anyway.
All right.
And the other thing is, I really liked it. I thought it was incredibly well done. Writing, acting. It was a little stretched in places, but that was just, that's more of a nitpicky thing than like me really going down on
Rewind me saying these exact same things about Daredevil. Like, literally, we are on the opposite ends of the spectrum here.
You were more, there was a lot of meh in yours. Meh. Meh.
Meh. Meh. At least the first three. The first three were very meh and Daredevil. I stick by those. Once Kingpin shows up, that entire show got, like, really freaking cool.
Unlike your mehs on Daredevil, I thought this thing was great the whole way through. Yeah. Except for my nitpicky thing about it being a little too stretched out. And
I'll give you that.
Not really developing those big world pieces very well.
But, okay.
Because it's just such a focused, narrowly focused thing. Either don't have those in there or... You know,
and that's the thing, though. But I mean, you knew, but you knew that there had to be a bridge into Luke Cage and or the Defenders, and IGH could be the build into the full Defenders arc.
Yeah.
But you had to have that build there, and I admit, you know, I wouldn't say 10 episodes, I'd say 12. You could have cut out some of the creepy Barbie Dreamhouse thing, and
no, that was a nice.
It was
interlude.
Nice, but it could have been cut out. It was not necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary, but it was a nice interlude.
It was. Don't get me wrong, it was.
It really bridged the two halves together very well, I thought.
Kingpin's weird relationship with Art Lady was not needed, but it was a nice interlude.
That's true, that's true. And then, but it was, plus it gave us a whole episode of David Tennant, which...
Yes, you know. Which was needed. But yeah, I'm kind of glad...
I'm not removing episode 8. You can't take that from me.
Yeah, or else you are just literally gonna
episode 8.
You are literally just gonna want to hang yourself if you take away episode 8. It was a nice palate cleanser. All right,
it was.
So
and then so my final thing on Jessica Jones is
privilege.
I really liked a lot. Really good
final privilege.
But I guess I didn't love it because I weigh things of loving them as something that I want to watch over and over and over and over again, and Jessica Jones. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I really don't want to watch it again. Like, I'm good. I'm done.
I can see that.
I'll watch season 2.
Yeah.
I'll come back for more, but it's not one that I want to revisit and come back.
And I'm kind of the opposite on this spectrum is I'm liking Jessica enough to easily watch it again with Rachel. And if Dale wants to watch it when he is here, I will gladly watch it when Dale's here. I will watch this. I loved this show. This is one of the best things that I've seen in a long time because it was a genuine, good detective story. It was a great thought-provoking realistic in the realm of superheroes thing. It had draw, it had consequence, it had action, it had suspense, it had everything that I wanted in it without being Bat-Devil. And I am so glad, yes, this was much darker than Daredevil, but on a different end of Daredevil was, you know, and I said this all through pretty much the entire season of Daredevil last year was punchy, 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 punchy. Not really a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
I like thinking first and then punchy, punchy. And a person who is honestly scared to use her powers because she knows she can break people.
Or snap their necks with one hand.
Yes. Or punch them so hard their heart explodes. I mean,
That's it. That's
so I like the fact that she has these powers, but she is just she's too human to use them.
Yes, and these are all things I like too. But
also,
again,
fuck Trisha's mom. Just... Like seriously, that she's a bitch.
Oh my gosh! I didn't even put any notes down, but jeez, those dim flashbacks.
Right?
Like go in. Like, why didn't you punch her till her heart exploded?
Yeah, she wanted to punch somebody till her heart exploded. Trisha's mom, which would be perfect. Jeez. All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on into the last part of the show, which is our quote-unquote challenge shows. We kind of haven't been doing this the way that we normally have been doing them, so this is pretty much just a show that we take and spoil. So, Jazz.
Oh, I finally watched An Arrow and a Flash.
Yay!
And a Flash.
An episode of each.
Woo!
Hooray!
What? When we come back in 3 weeks, Jazz might be... able to watch two of each.
Who knows? We'll see. It's mostly a problem because number one, I like Arrow better than I did, but I still don't really like it that much, so it's hard for me to get motivated to watch an episode. And then The Flash, Katie likes watching those with me now, so
that's fair.
So I have to wait until she's available on those. So I'm trying to like squeeze in some Arrows when she's not around. So
don't squeeze in too many Arrows, you'll go blind.
Yeah,
whoa.
It happens.
But, walking sex muscle, you.
Arrow episode I watched was Roy dreaming about killing Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with that, blah de blah, and the boxer man who was a vigilante. Ted, I think his name is.
Oh, Wildcat.
Yeah. So I guess that was his vigilante name before he quit being a vigilante.
He's a thing. He's a he's a Justice Leaguer. No, Justice Society member.
Right on. Okay. So they, you know, gave him his backstory in that episode. That was fine. It was a decent episode. You know, it had a lot of Laurel in it, which tends to ruin things, but it was still all right.
She's so bad.
And then Flash. Ah, oh, Flash. Gosh, I just love Flash.
It's so good. It's such a great show.
Just a happy... peppy, wonderful show. So this was
for
the,
a show about
they finally name him the Flash in this episode.
Not the Streak.
No, not the Streak anymore.
Like, not the Streak.
Please, anything but the Streak.
Yes,
just absolutely anything but the Streak. So now he's the Flash officially, and had the bullying thing going on, and
where he Mach 10 punched a dude. That was fun.
Supersonic punch, yeah!
that was good. Also, showing Iris as a thing instead of just a paper doll.
Oh yeah. They give her some weight, and then Cisco's there to be the fanboy, like inside the show, which is always fun.
Yeah, Cisco's like fourth wall.
Supersonic punch, yeah.
Cisco's just like all like he is the fourth wall. Like Cisco is the fourth wall. he is a walking fourth wall. It's just so good.
Giving things dub names and every time something cool's happening.
Yeah, all right. Let's see that.
You just punched that dude at the speed of sound. Boom.
Here comes the Sonic Boom! Yes!
He's like a crazy, like, football fan.
He's a fanboy. He is a Flash fanboy within the Flash TV series. It's so great. It's so good. And Caitlin's there just being smoking hot and super smart the entire time. So, you know, there's that, which is always good.
Yeah. Gotta have those things.
Yeah. You have to have the smoking hot smart person in the CW shows, which exists even in Supergirl.
Hot.
Like, but it's not
smoking
like
smoking hot sex.
But it's Jimmy Olsen instead.
It's Jimmy Olsen.
I'm sorry,
and
James Olsen.
James Olsen. Yeah, for some reason, like they seem to be casting in these superhero movies. They seem to be casting extremely attractive black guys in these shows. Which, I mean, I'm good with. I mean, like I said, less white guys I'm good with, so.
Freaking James Olsen, though.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that guy. And then I watched the first two episodes of Wayward Pines because I recorded it, like, months ago. And I was like, I'll give it a
that's
shot.
That's the one with Kevin Bacon, right?
No.
Oh, that's Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon. So it's M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's TV show.
Oh,
it's only 10 episodes. Got a bunch of famous people in it. And it was pretty good despite him. I used to really love M. Night Shyamalan. And then he did Avatar, and I never forgave him.
Yeah, right?
Because that last... How can you ruin The Last Airbender? How can you do that?
Because...
How
easily, would
you do that?
Easily, apparently.
Easily, yeah.
Gosh. That show was amazing, and you just ruined it. Anyway.
Plot twist!
He went in... definitely not for you, CJ. It's like Twin Peaks meets Lost.
Out!
Oh!
So out!
Might be interesting.
I cannot be more out of that show right now. The only way you could tell me if it was more out is if you told me that it was written by Frank Miller. And then, yes.
No. Not Frank Miller. Some dude. It's based on a novel.
A novel I never want to
read.
Written
by Frank Miller?
And it's not really a fair comparison. There's definitely some Twin Peaks elements. And
unless it's an entire series of the Log Lady, I don't care.
The Log Lady.
It's a bunch of weird, crazy people, some kind of government. It seems to be a prison or something. I don't know. I'm only 2 episodes in, so I'm not sure what's going on. But Juliette Lewis gets her neck slit. That's fun.
Yeah. All right, then.
Okay. How about you, CJ?
All right. I'm not going to spoil Supergirl. Because genuinely, Jazz, I want you to catch up on that series over the break. No, do we have 3 weeks? It's on winter hiatus. You have time.
I got Arrow and Flash. And...
Oh, shut up.
In the High Castle.
Quit your bitching. Supergirl does what I did something this last week that I absolutely love. They take the fact that you know comic books and weigh on the fact that you know comic books and punish you for knowing comic books. And it's so great. It is so fantastic. And it is so good. And you get to see a shirtless James Olsen in this last episode. So there was that, too.
Ooh.
So yeah, there's that.
All right. I'll watch it.
Oh, now you're sold.
It is Flash with... pretty girl as the lead. So, I mean, it's genuinely... Like, the first 3 episodes were the weakest part of the entire series so far. The rest of it has just been just so on top of itself. And it's really, really, really good. It is still kind of Monster of the Week-y right now. So, I mean, that's still an issue, but...
That's fine. That's what Flash does.
Yeah, it's season 1, so you kind of have to have Monster of the Week... Even season 2, Flash still does Monster of the Week stuff. So, that's all I'm going to get into on Supergirl. What I want to talk about, though, is the half-season finale of Once Upon a Time happened this last week. And Once Upon a Time is, for those who don't know, Disney flexing its muscle and saying, hey, we own all of these things. We're going to throw them into one modern universe. We have Snow White and Prince Charming, Captain Hook and Rumpelstiltskin, and Little Bo Peep, and...
Anna and Elsa show up.
Elsa are there, and King Arthur's there. Robin Hood is there. Aladdin is in the other show. They had a spinoff. They had a spinoff that lasted for 10 episodes. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, which was combining Aladdin and Wonderland together. It was really bad. It was so bad. But okay, I love Once Upon a Time. I really do. Except for.
Oh, the microphone's off the stand.
Yes, because you spend an entire season building up to a thing, and you completely ruin it in the last 5 minutes of your show. You spend an entire season building up to a single point. You have a person freaking sacrifice themselves to completely go against this one point. And within the last 5 minutes, you literally have these same people walking off the damn show into what the person sacrificed himself to not have them do. Heroes are so dumb. So dumb. Why are heroes so useless in these shows? I don't understand. I'm trying because I know Daryl likes the show, and Daryl is spoiler phobic. So, I mean,
you're welcome.
The entire season is just completely built up to this one point, and literally, like, the guys who write this, Adam and Eddie, Horowitz and Cavalcade or whatever their last names are, they seem to sometimes forget what they wrote 3 months ago. Because
really?
They're just like...
That's like Gotham?
Yes, exactly. It is like, it's like Gotham, but with Disney stuff.
But with Disney characters. I would...
No, it's a fantastic show. I love Once Upon a Time. I really do, but... Man, when it's weak, it's weak. It was just so weird and so frustrating, and I just literally sat and I pretty much had that rant, but louder and longer after I watched the half-season finale. And Rachel said I had to talk about it on the show, so yes, why are freaking heroes so useless? I don't understand. Why do you have to have anti-heroes be the only people that are any kind of somewhat competent?
I have two words to answer your question. Because Disney...
Anti-heroes, though.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Professor Xavier. We'll use the X-Men. Professor Xavier is, you know, he's a great hero. Great, great hero. Magneto, villain, kind of anti-hero. Professor Xavier spends the entire season of X-Men Days of Future People.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, Days of Future Tomorrow. Spends an entire season of this show building up to this one climactic point. This one, we'll say, Xavier versus Mystique. And this entire thing, him pointing up and doing this entire thing where he won't kill, he can't kill, he will never use his powers to do something against a person's will. And the last 5 minutes of that episode is literally him taking control of Mystique and purple manning her into killing Magneto. That's what this was like.
It's just the sound of my head hitting the desk.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's, you know,
no, yeah,
that's what they do.
Yes, and that's exactly it. It's just like, all right. And then all of a sudden Wolverine jumps. It's like, all right, cool. I'm going to be the good guy and like stops everything. But doesn't stop Mystique from killing Magneto because I don't freaking get it. I don't understand. And like I said, it's a weakness in writing, and it's a weakness in direction every once in a while. That's the main thing in that series. And, I mean, you could look at the Frozen half season and just kind of completely point out where Adam and Eddie are led by them. I mean, Disney has them by the balls, and sometimes it leads to being a very bad thing. Because it kind of feels like they can't write the show that they want to write sometimes.
Because Disney. But yes, exactly. Two words to answer your question.
All right. This is, like I said, we're going to take off for the new year. We'll probably do a cross-feed Star Wars Episode 7 rant and review / spoiler show in the next couple of weeks when we get all of the people from the Geek.io show watching it. So I'll cross put that on here. We're gonna try and do a Man in the High Castle special before we get going, which is probably with Agent Carter picking up. Will be our next show.
Oh yeah.
So we'll be on break until like the 19th or so. We'll be on Tuesday nights again, because I completely when I was doing my classes I completely spaced and picked the Monday class. Sorry. Same reason why we moved from Tuesday to Monday, because I did Monday. The same thing this season. I just did it again next season. So, needless to say, Monday and or Tuesday will be Small Screen Spoiler Show nights. All right, folks.
Can't have fun without the other.
Exactly. All right, folks, you can email the show at geekioshow@gmail.com. Twitter and Facebook are both / geekioshow. You can call us at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our website, which has everything and more on it, is geek-io.net/spoilershow. And you can support us, this show, and the entire network over at patreon.com, patreon.com/geekio.
Word. Should Dale read the titles? Since
yes, Dale, read the titles.
Oh, okay. I'm reading the titles. Where are we? Oh, they're at the bottom. Wow.
Yeah, on this show, they're at the bottom.
Really?
The titles are at the bottom, yeah.
This show we're on the bottom. Anyway, show title candidates: Fitz Bitch Panties, Holding the Hand in His Hand, Blue Tortorine, Dildo Symbolism,
Tatooine.
Sorry,
I'm gonna take your nerd card.
Blue tortellini.
I love getting that from the Olive Garden.
Oh, with the breadsticks? It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Gotta put a little cheese on it, then.
Yeah. A little parmesan? Yeah, it gets a little... And then you melt it. Anyway, dildo symbolism, injected with baby juice. He doesn't have an unbreakable brain. Always with the eyes in the dismantling.
Oy vey.
Frozen potato chips, walking sex muckle, and the walking fourth wall.
Oh, I didn't realize that both titles had the walking in them.
Yeah.
The walking sex muckle fourth wall. All right, folks. On that note, we will see you in a couple of weeks here on the Small Screen Spoiler Show. Join us on Thursday for our discussion of what was good and bad in 2015. Just as a fair warning, for that episode, might get a little political because there was a bunch of stuff that happened this year. So,
There you go.
Yeah, that might get a little bit involved in that. Can't guarantee anything because I say that, and most of the time it doesn't because I get weird and skittish about those things and avoid them like the plague. So,
well, next year, I reckon I'm making a bold prediction already. I think next year we'll be talking more about political stuff.
Well,
that happens in 2016,
there were a lot of mass shootings this year. So,
sorry, I'm Australian. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, and this Never thing mind. Happened where when Dale comes over here, he and I can finally get married. So, I mean, there was that.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was this year. All right, folks, we will see you next year on the Small Screen Spoiler Show back on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. geek-io.net/live. Maybe my YouTube tweet next week will not be, or next time will not be in Spanish.
Spanish, I don't know what that's
I'm CJ Boach. Have a happy and safe new year, everybody, and we will see you in 2016. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
FM A Geek IO Production. Copyright 2015. Geek IO. Geek in, geek out.
Thank you. What's that?
It's so weird not having a stop broadcast button in front of me.
I know. Daryl, you've been replaced, so sorry.